Welcome to Better Animal Handling, episode 234. The center of Missouri, USA. I'm CB Chastain, your guide to better animal handling, and Ginger, my cattle dog and deworm co-host. Say hi, Ginger. Our goals are to improve your knowledge of why domestic animals from Chihuahuas to Clydesdales act as they do and how to better handle them safely and humanely. Today's episode's on raccoons and brainworms in humans. Our topics for this week are Bayless ascaris infestations in raccoons within the United States, possible effects of Bayless ascaris in infested humans, and treatment and prevention of Bayless ascaris. You know, brainworms are most often a song that you cannot get out of your mind, hearing in your mind throughout the day. Tangible brainworms are not as much fun. Bayless ascaris are intestinal parasitic worms found in several carnivorous wild animals. The most common are Bayless ascaris procyonatus, found in raccoons, and Bayless ascaris columnaris, which is found in skunks. Bayless ascaris can be transmitted to humans. In humans, the consequences of infection can be far more severe than in raccoons or skunks. Brain damage or blindness can result. Most cases in humans in the United States have been in children and traced to the exposure to raccoons. More than 80% of raccoons in some areas of the Northeast, Midwest, and Western United States may carry Bayless ascaris. In addition to the United States, infections in humans have been reported in Europe and Japan, although animal infections are also known to occur in South America. People, their pets, and some wildlife other than raccoons become infected by ingesting infectious eggs from raccoons. Raccoons like to live near humans and raid trash for food. They defecate in areas used by other raccoons called latrines, such as the base of trees, on logs, on large rocks, decks, barn lofts, attics, and picnic tables. After exposure to the environment for about 2 to 4 weeks, the eggs become infective. Freshly passed eggs are not infective. Most infections in children are due to their desire to put dirt in their mouth. However, transmission can occur to anyone who puts dirt with microscopic Bayless ascaris eggs in their mouth, such as chewing on straw, eating off an unclean picnic table, moving firewood, and not washing their hands before eating, among other possibilities of exposure. Eggs can survive in the environments for years. The incubation time, the time from exposure to symptoms, is usually about 1 to 4 weeks. At present, signs and symptoms can include nausea, tiredness, liver enlargement, loss of coordination, lack of attention to people and surroundings, loss of muscle control, blindness, and coma. If you think you're infected with Bayless ascaris, you should consult your doctor. Bayless ascaris infection is difficult to diagnose in humans. There are no widely available tests, so diagnosis is often made by ruling out other diseases. Your doctor can discuss treatment options with you. Albendazole is generally recommended, but no drug has been found to be completely effective against Bayless ascaris infection in people. Bayless ascaris infection is not transmitted from one person to another. However, other people who may have been exposed to the environment contaminated with raccoon feces should consult with their doctor. To prevent Bayless askers, do not keep, feed, or adopt wild animals, including raccoons, as pets. Wash your hands after working and playing outdoors, and immediately before eating outdoors. Bayless askers' eggs and fresh feces from raccoons are not infective. They require 2 to 4 weeks in an environment to become infectious. If raccoons inhabit your yard, raccoon fecal material or objects contaminated by their feces should be removed carefully and burned, buried, or sent to a landfill. Sandboxes should be covered when not in use. Lawn furniture should be thoroughly cleaned. You can clean decks, patios, and other surfaces with boiling water or a propane flame gun, but be sure to exercise proper precautions. Care should be taken to avoid contaminating hands and clothes. Raccoons should be discouraged from being in your yard. This can be achieved by preventing access to food by keeping trash containers tightly closed, outdoor access to basement and attics closed off, and sandboxes covered when not in use. Bird feeders should be removed, and brush should not be kept piled in your yard. If you have comments or are interested in particular animal handling subjects, contact us at cbc@betteranimalhandling.com. Now let's recap the key points to remember from today's episode. Raccoons with Bayless askers do not appear sick. Humans with Bayless askers can become blind, have brain deficits, or die. Raccoons should be discouraged from entering your yard and never kept as pets. Ginger says it's time to wrap up this episode. More information on animal handling can be found in my books, Animal Handling and Physical Restraint, Concise Textbook of Small Animal Handling, and Concise Textbook of Large Animal Handling, all published by CRC Press and available on Amazon and from many other fine book supply sources. Additional information is provided at betteranimalhandling.com. This website has more than 200 past podcasts with notes on handling of dogs, cats, other small mammals, birds, reptiles, horses, cattle, small ruminants, swine, and poultry. Don't forget, serious injury or death can result from handling and restraining some animals. Safe and effective handling and restraint requires experience and continual practice. Acquisition of the needed skills should be under the supervision of an experienced animal handler. Thanks for listening. Ginger and I hope you'll come back next week when I'll talk about safer handling of cattle. Hey, Ginger, don't you think brain worms are scary? I thought you would. Why do you think they're not scary to me? What? They would not starve to death.